I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Indeed it is.
And what do you know about drive-in theaters?
Oh, man. You think I'm too young to know?
I do, actually, yes.
Turns out, you know what? You're probably too young to know because they were invented as far back as 1915.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay? You're right.
I grew up in Steubenville, Ohio. On the outskirts of town in Wintersville, there was this drive-in theater. People still went to the drive-in in the late 60s and early 70s. Movies had second runs, third runs. The early 70s, my parents went to the drive-in to see The Graduate. My earliest cinematic memory is seeing Dustin Hoffman decked out in his scuba gear. And I remember being very scared.
There's no better environment. There's a little tomb-like car.
Yeah.
You had this big screen out there. For the rest of us who are doing our night moves,
right.
This was the place.
Yeah, you were probably using this to operate in a different vein.
Listen, there's a whole social fabric in this thing. But there was one I remember, a very famous one, the Johnny All-Weather Drive-In.
Oh.
What about this?
Where's that?
In Copiac, New York. It could park 2,500 vehicles. It had a full-service restaurant with seating on the roof and a trolley system to take children and adults to a playground and a large indoor theater for bad weather or for those who wanted to watch in air-conditioned comfort. That's America, man.
Wow, yeah.
Cultural must-do. 1951, the day the Earth stood still.
What a perfect drive-in movie, yeah.
And the other one was 1958, Steve McQueen, The Blob.
Oh, The Blob. Oh, what another great drive-in movie.
And do you remember how cool you were when you brought your lawn chair and sat in front of your Plymouth Fury and drank your beer?
It is such an interesting concept, a way to see a film. There's something adventurous about it. It was early 80s now this time, and we went to see Blade Runner. My dad was complaining the whole time that he couldn't see anything.
I'm sure he couldn't. How about the food? Cute little cartoonish things to seduce you to go in there. But right. The most annoying of all was the little guy with the arrow on the, 2 minutes left.
Yeah, like you got to get back, right? More terrifying memory. My uncle took me to the drive-in. It was one of these sci-fi sword and sandal mashup movies from the 80s. He gave me some money to go get some snacks. I'm coming back and you just look at the vast expanse of cars.
Good point, right.
And suddenly I was just lost.
Mesa of lost women. Spider venom creating a master race of women. But that struck me as just so typical of that time. How do you maneuver this sound system? It was like a little hanging chad on your window.
I was always afraid the noise that it made against the glass, I thought for sure.
And how many a night pulled away and pulling that thing away, if not their whole window.
In the 80s, again, later 80s, a movie called Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen King's directorial debut.
Good one.
And the last film he ever directed.
You could be there, maybe you and a buddy taking dates, but unfortunately your sister and her friends would be there that night too.
Oh.
And they would harass the heck out of you.
Going with my high school friends, which was always a bad idea. The last memory I have of a drive-in theater was the early 90s when me and my buddies were driving cross-country in a little college adventure. Unforgiven came out.
Oh.
And on the way back, we had hit the far west coast, and we were turning back home, and we stopped in Salt Lake City and saw Unforgiven.
One of your favorites. What a great way to see it. It was like camping out, but yet having movies.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple of things that we really liked and thought about. The roughness, the cowboyishness.
The transformation of your car into a living room, a living space, and kind of just getting cozy with your loved ones in a car and watching a movie. It's great. This is maybe one good thing that's come out of this whole pandemic tragedy is that you can go see and have this experience with your family at, right now, the South High Drive-In. And just what a great way. If people have never done it, now's the time. Yep.
And you can count on Cinema Classics to be right there, either 50 years ago or today.
That's right.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.